walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. They were the ones who had literally been fed and helped and aided. They are the ones that were led in this, the right path, so they wouldn't have to fight those old Philistines too early in their march. They were the ones who had had every ability. They were the ones that had seen what the plagues had done to Egypt. They had every opportunity to have a mindset of faith that said, this is the God who we serve, and if he said we're going to take the land, we're going to take the land. And where do we find that faith? Not in the nation 40 years prior. We find it in Rahab the harlot sitting in Jericho. Having never experienced any of those things, not being part of the Israelite nation, and she's the one using language that says, I know that the Lord has given you the land, excuse me, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. We've known about you and your God for a while now, and we know what he's capable of. Rahab has greater faith than the people of Israel had when God first promised the land. The people of the land were melting. Can you imagine? You're sitting in a fortified city and you've got no idea what's going on outside there. You keep peering over the wall as best you can. You keep hearing reports of people that are allowed in and out of the gates. And you can't figure it out. Let's just put it in perspective here for a minute. I don't think there's a big wall around Talmadge, to my knowledge. I haven't seen it yet anyway, if there is. But just imagine, if you will, for a moment, let's even give a greater, our larger span. Let's just say Akron. And let's just say that for a period of time, there's a couple million people camped outside of Akron. How nervous are the people in Akron? Yeah, that's going to be a little unnerving, isn't it? What are these people about? What are they going to do? What's the intent here? What's the purpose? And so the people in Jericho have been sitting there and they've had time. Can you imagine? They didn't have CNN or Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or somebody like that to give them all the information, right? What are they going to do? They're going to go to the marketplace and they're going to have conversations with people. Imagine that, face-to-face conversations. What a world that would have been, right? Where people actually looked one another in the eye and actually had a conversation. But that's a sermon for another time. But I want you to appreciate the fact that they're talking about it. As they go down to the marketplace in Jericho, they're having conversations, and people are becoming more nervous and scared every day. And Rahab's deciding who she's for. Rahab's made a decision about how she's going to handle this. Friends, I want you to recognize there is always something powerful about a people who follow God. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, I'll just quote a portion for you when he said, we are made more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. There is something very powerful about Christians, God's people, when they unite for spiritual purpose. We're not the Israelites. We're not camping outside cities and walking around them so the walls will fall down. We have a spiritual kingdom and a spiritual warfare, if you will, that we're going through. So our purposes are different, but the mindset is the same. We are more than conquerors. There are great things that can be accomplished with those who meet in this location. There are great things that can be accomplished by Christians who will unite together and serve their God and honor him faithfully. We can melt a lot of hearts if we'll just get to work. And there's folks whose hearts are melting in Jericho wondering how to handle this circumstance. What I appreciate, too, out of verses 10 and 11 is that the people, including Rahab, were learning about certain facts and gaining insight about the people that were outside the walls. Verse 10, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven, above and on earth as well. I want you to think about for a moment this mind. Again, remember, they didn't have mass communication. So as people would come and go from the city, as they would come in and out, they would tell the stories, the things they had heard. Now, I don't know about you, But if I turned on CNN or Fox News tonight and somebody told me that somebody had split the Mediterranean Sea and there were people walking through on dry ground right now as we speak, I'd want the video evidence. In fact, I would probably want to jump on a plane and fly over there and see that for myself. I'm not so sure I would have much faith in that, right? I'm not sure how confident I would become. But I want you to notice that apparently this story, this factual event, has now been confirmed and told by enough reliable sources as they would come in and out of Jericho that the people believe it. They have no doubts in their minds that that God who leads those people out there split a sea and let them walk through it. And we heard about what he had done, Deuteronomy 29. We had heard about what he had done to Sihon and Og, those kings over on the other side of Jordan. We've heard about how powerful and how strong he is. This God is not some we can win against. This is not a God for us to resist. This is not a God for us to try to fight against. This is a God we should embrace. At least that's the conviction that Rahab makes. The Apostle Paul, who was still Saul of Tarsus at the time, you recall his encounter on the road to Damascus. And Jesus comes to him and has a conversation. And one of the things that Jesus says to him is why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Why are you continuing to resist what you know to be true, Saul? That's what he says. Why are you continuing to resist and fight against something which you in your own mind know to be true? Rahab decided there was no reason to resist. Let's just embrace it. The God is real. The power is real. The events and circumstances they accomplished are real. Everything has happened. I'm going to embrace that God rather than resist him, because the evidence is starting to mount.